This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. One dead and 5 critically injured in Darchula road accident. 3 people nabbed in Gorkha for possessing illegal weapons. And Russians flee to border after military call-off. Now, the news in detail. A person died on the spot and 5 others were seriously injured in a road accident last night at Timla village of Api Himal Rural Municipality 5 in Darchula district. Rural Municipality Chairman Bhagat Singh Thekre confirmed the deceased at Dinesh Singh Dhami, aged 18, of Api Himal Rural Municipality 6. The jeep fell some 200 meters off the road on its way to Makari Ghat of Api Himal from Latinath of Marma Rural Municipality. Altogether, 9 persons were travelling by the jeep. 3 persons are rescued by police personnel and local residents. 5 others are receiving treatment at Latinath Health Post. 3 people were nabbed in Gorkha for possessing illegal weapons. Police said that Sita Bahadur Ghale, aged 53, Maila Ghale, aged 60, and Krishna Prasad Ghale, aged 26, of Parpak Swilkot Rural Municipality are held for possessing guns without permission from the administration. Deputy Superintendent of Police Leela Raj Lamichhane said the 3 were arrested and the muzzle-loader rifles were recovered from separate locations. DSP Lamichhane said that a shotgun along with 24 bullets and its magazines were also recovered from the house of Sita Bahadur. Preparations are being made to operate flights to Lukla of Solukhumbu from Manthali Airport in Ramechhap district in near future. The Solukhumbu-Lukla flight used to be operated from Kathmandu before this. Director General at the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAAN, Pradeep Adhikari, said they have decided to operate flights to Solukhumbu-Lukla from Manthali Airport in the near future and works related to expansion and the construction of other infrastructures are underway at the Manthali Airport for this purpose. The private sector airlines are also preparing to start operating flights in the Ramechhap-Lukla route from September 25th. The delegation of the European Parliament arrived in Kathmandu yesterday on a two-day visit. The European parliamentarians say they are here to discuss climate action, social inclusion and democracy. Talking to Radio Nepal, they have said Nepal has made negotiable improvement in these progressive agendas. More in this report by Kausal Ghimire.
European parliamentarians have said that Nepal has been performing well in progressive agendas such as social inclusion, climate action and democracy. The delegation of the European Parliament, led by the Vice President of the European Parliament, Evelyn Regne, arrived in Kathmandu on Thursday for a two-day visit to Nepal. Talking to Radio Nepal, member of the delegation Tomasz Dziobski from Czech Republic said that Nepal had made noticeable progress in topics such as environment conservation, green energy and post-quake reconstruction.
I think you did a lot of progress in many things, and I can tell you what was before 5 years and now. Also, if you see, you are much more oriented for the nature. You are really much more responsible. Your recycling is higher and higher every year. In 5 years, it changed a lot. If you see the progress in the streets, 5 years ago, I was here after earthquake. Also, many cities were destroyed, but you rebuilt it.
Dziobski said Nepal had also progressed as a functioning democracy and a mature country when it came to diplomacy.
Nepal, especially in Kathmandu, a lot of new energy, and it shows that you are really healthy population, you are healthy people, and you have it everything in your hands. I think that generally, if you see the numbers, you made a lot of progress. But it's not only about economic, but we see it in the democratic values. You was voting in favor against Russia in the United Nations. You have to be proud. You are now on the side of democracy. And congratulations to Nepalese people.
During an interaction with youth at Nagbahal in Patan, Vice President Regne said Nepal still faced challenges in sectors such as climate change and energy.
The energy question is very important. So to be as strong as possible on hydro plants, on really going for natural energy as much as possible, this is very important. Fighting climate change, it means also to what your society needs concerning sustainable agriculture, really to nourish the whole population. And, of course, to cooperate also globally, because we see it's not Nepal causing so many problems. You are the one suffering when the glaciers are melting. And fighting poverty, that means also to take women in the rural.
This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Russian-backed officials in four occupied regions of Ukraine are holding self-styled referendums on joining Russia. The vote involves four regions of Ukraine in which Russia has gained ground during its invasion. An annexation could lead to a claim by Russia that its territory is coming under attack from Western weapons supplied to Ukraine. This could escalate the war further, while voting is scheduled to take place over 5 days. Russia annexed Crimea in southern Ukraine in 2014, though what they call as referendum was similarly condemned as illegitimate by the international community. Russian media reported that electoral officials would go from door to door with portable ballot boxes from Friday to Monday. The fresh ballots come after Wednesday's announcement from Russian President Vladimir Putin on a partial military mobilization, which could see 300,000 people called up to serve in the war. Queues have formed at border crossings since Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial military mobilization on Wednesday. The Kremlin says reports of fighting-age men fleeing are exaggerated. Both on border with Georgia, miles-long queues of vehicles have formed, including men trying to escape the war. Japan will open its border back to the vaccinated foreign tourists after more than 2 years of closed borders due to the COVID pandemic. Tourists will be able to visit the country without a visa and will no longer need to go through a travel agency from 11th of October. Visitors will still need to prove their triple vaccination status and submit a negative COVID test result to enter. The world's third largest economy was one of the last Asian powerhouses to keep its border closed due to COVID health concerns. Its death rate is lowest among the world's wealthiest nation, while the country's vaccination rate is among the highest. Japan also never mandated lockdowns or mask wearing, but many locals readily adopted precautions. Japan saw nearly 32 million foreigners visit in 2019, the last year prior to the pandemic. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Sudar Paschim province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of the Tarai regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country tonight. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the maximum temperature of Kathmandu Valley was recorded at 30.3 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature was 19.8 degrees Celsius with 26.7 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. One dead and five critically injured in Darchula road accident. Three people nabbed in Gurkha for possessing illegal weapons, and Russians flee to border after military call up. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.